Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 8, Text 21. Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Vasudevaya,
Vasudevaya,
Devaki,
Devaki,
Nandanaya,
Nandanaya,
Sha, Nanda Gopa,
Nanda Gopa,
Kumaraya,
Kumaraya,
Govindaya,
Govindaya,
Namo Namaha,
Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya
Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
the Supreme Lord,
the Supreme Lord,
Vasudevaya,
Vasudevaya,
unto the Son of Vasudev,
unto the Son of Vasudev,
Devaki Nandanaya,
Devaki Nandanaya,
unto the Son of Devaki,
unto the Son of Devaki,
Cha,
Cha,
and Nanda Gopa,
Nanda Gopa,
Nanda and the Coward Man,
Nanda and the Coward Man,
Kumaraya,
Kumaraya,
unto their son,
unto their son,
Govindaya,
Govindaya,
unto the personality of Godhead,
unto the personality of Godhead,
who enlivens the cows and the senses,
who enlivens the cows and the senses,
Namaha,
Namaha,
respectful obeisances,
respectful obeisances,
Namaha,
Namaha,
obeisances,
obeisances.
Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Purport. The Lord, being thus unapproachable by any material asset, out of unbounded and causeless mercy, descends to the earth as he is, in order to show his special mercy upon his unalloyed devotees, and to diminish the upsurges of the demoniac persons. Queen Kunti specifically adores the incarnation or descent of Lord Krishna above all other incarnations, because in this particular incarnation, he is more approachable. In the Ram incarnation, he remained a king's son from his very childhood. But in the incarnation of Krishna, although he was the son of a king, he at once left the shelter of his real father and mother, King Vasudev and Queen Devaki, just after his appearance, and went to the lap of Yashoda Mayi to play the part of an ordinary cowherd boy in the blessed Brajabhumi, which is very sanctified because of his childhood pastimes. Therefore, Lord Krishna is more merciful than Lord Ram. He was undoubtedly very kind to Kunti's brother Vasudev and the family. Had he not become the son of Vasudev and Devaki, Queen Kunti could not claim him to be her nephew and thus address Krishna in parental affection. But Nanda and Yashoda are more fortunate because they could relish the Lord's childhood pastimes, which are more attractive than all other pastimes. There's no parallel to his childhood pastimes as exhibited at Brajabhumi, which are replicas of his eternal affairs in the original Krishna Loka, described as the Chintamani Dham in the Brahma Sangita. Lord Sri Krishna descended himself at Brajabhumi with all his transcendental entourage and paraphernalia. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confirmed that no one is as fortunate as the residents of Brajabhumi, and specifically the cowherd girls who dedicated their everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. His pastimes with Nanda and Yashoda, and his pastimes with the cowherd men, and especially with the cowherd boys and the cows, have caused him to be known as Govinda. Lord Krishna as Govinda is more inclined to the Brahmanas and the cows, indicating thereby that human prosperity depends more on these two items, namely Brahminical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Badam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishabhanu Sute Devi Namami Hori Priye Vansha Gopitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayvacha Patita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Kunti Devi offers obeisances again and again to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, no one regards Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They think of him as their friend, as their child, as their beloved. But Kunti Devi is aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In Hastinapur, in Mathura, this awareness is sometimes there, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But in Vrindavan, it's not to be found. So, Krishnaya, to Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva, the son of Vasudev. By Sanskrit grammar, the son of Vasudev becomes Vasudev. And Prabhupada points out that we identify someone in terms of his name, his father's name. Just like now there's so many second generation devotees. So someone talks about Krishna Das, then we say, well, which Krishna Das? And they say, oh, the son of such and such. Oh, that Krishna Das. So Krishna is identified specifically as the son of Vasudev because he chose to appear in that way. But Devaki Nandanayaka, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that in previous lives they've undergone great austerities to get a son like Krishna. And Krishna himself agreed to become their son. But Nandagopa Kumarai, he awarded his childhood pastimes to Nandagopa. Nandagopa can be taken two ways, either Nanda the Gopa, or as Prabhupada takes it, Nanda and the Gopas. Gopa means cowherd man. So Nanda is also cowherd man, but Prabhupada takes Nandagopa here as Nanda and the Gopas, because all of the Gopas had paternal affection for Krishna. The Krishna, in that sense, Krishna is not only the son of Nanda Maharaj, but of all the cowherd people of Vrindavan. Apart from that, he actually became the son of all the cowherd men when Brahma stole the calves and cows. Then Krishna thought, if I go back to the village alone without the cows and the other boys, then there'll be too much affliction. So what to do? He expanded himself as all of the boys and cows individually. And normally the cowherd people had more affection for Krishna than even for their own sons. Now they became equally affectionate to their own sons as much as to Krishna, because Krishna had taken the form of every cowherd boy. And the same thing with the cows also. So Nandagopa Kumar, he's the son of Nanda and the cowherd men. Prabhupada points out that he made himself more approachable than Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra was the king and is approached with awe and reverence, either as a king or as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's treated with great respect. But when Krishna went to Vrindavan, he performed informal pastimes like a cowherd boy. No one feels great awe and reverence for a cowherd boy. He's just a common person. But Krishna took that role, loosening the tight protocols that surround royal life. He became a cowherd boy. We can be regarded as the son of Devaki and Vasudev, but even Devaki and Vasudev acknowledge that actually Krishna is the son of Nanda Yashoda. When Vasudev met Nandagopa, when was that? Maybe on the way back from paying the taxes to Kamsa. He met Vasudev, and Vasudev admitted that actually you're the real parents of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna, although born of Vasudev and Devaki, Vasudev said, you've brought them up, you've protected them, they don't know anyone else but you as their parents. Well, you're actually the real mother and father of Krishna Balaram. You've showed them so much affection. So Krishna gave himself to the cowherd people of Vrindavan. Oh, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya and Govindaya. Govinda is the go refers to the senses, to the land, to the cows. Lord Krishna gives pleasure to all of these. He's the source of pleasure for the senses. He gives pleasure to the cows and to the land also. Prabhupada points out that Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namaha. Govinda is offered obeisances as the well-wisher, especially of the cows and the Brahmins. That's another purpose of Krishna's appearing as a cowherd boy, to emphasize the importance of protecting the cows. And the Brahminical culture, these two. All right, let's see what kind of questions.
Sometimes it seems like in Krishna book the gopis get rather philosophical, and it seems like they might even have some understanding of Krishna's God. Is that true, or is that?
Sometimes it appears in Krishna book that the gopis get very philosophical. Sometimes that getting very philosophical is Prabhupada getting very philosophical. Mm-hmm. The gopis say to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, as you say in Bhagavad Gita." Mm-hmm. So that's Prabhupada, what would you say, expanding the meaning of the verse. Otherwise, we were discussing yesterday that although there are women, the ladies of Mathura were better than the Vedic sages in their philosophical understanding. The gopis also, although they were cowherd girls, still they were better than the Vedic sages. They'd reached the conclusion of all Vedic knowledge. So sometimes they would show surprising understanding. But it's because of their love for Krishna. Tadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna nashyami atma pavasto gyanadipena pasvata. Krishna gives enlightenment from within. So that, or we were discussing from the 8th chapter, vedeshu yageshu tapasu chayava daneshu yat punya param pradishna. Atyeti tat sarvamani yudam yudhva yogi param sthana vipayachana. The devotee surpasses all the other methods, study of the Vedas, yoga, and everything. The gopis were postgraduate because they were in love with Krishna. Even the trees of Vrindavan are better than the Vedic sages. Krishna said to Balaram, "My dear Balaram, all these trees were previously great sages. Now they're bowing down, touching your lotus feet, trying to touch your lotus feet with their branches. So they're all great sages, and therefore they're worshipping you in that way." The bees are, and parrots are chanting the glories of the Lord. They're better than the Vedic sages. The Vedic sages indirectly are indicating Param Brahma, the Absolute. But even the bees and the parrots in Vrindavan are chanting the glories of Krishna. They've reached the stage which the Vedas can only hint at indirectly, or hint at indirectly. They're beyond all mundane philosophers. So they may appear to be bees, cowherds, but girls, whatever. But they're better than the Vedic sages.
Maharaj, I'm confused here because in the purport, Prabhupada says that there's no pastimes that are more attractive than Krishna as a cowherd boy. And then in the same purport, he says that there's no one more fortunate than the cowherd girls. So I don't know what to make of it.
What's the contradiction?
Well, either his pastimes as in his as childhood pastimes, or his pastimes in his youth. Which one is the conclusive?
That's also childhood, practically speaking. Krishna was still not very old when he was playing with the gopis.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. I see. Thank you.
Yes?
You mentioned that it's understood that Vasudeva and Devaki have practiced austerity, performed austerities in previous lifetimes to take that position. Then should we understand that their, I guess their identity is not an internal position?
No, actually this topic is discussed by Srila Jiva Goswami. Because that question will arise, that if they, who is it, Drona and Vasus underwent austerity? They underwent austerity, and then they, after many births, they became of austerity. They became the mother and father of Krishna. So then someone says, well, then it's not an eternal position. It's gained by some promotion of devoted souls who practice austerities in the material world. So Jiva Goswami explains it like this, that the original Vasudeva and Devaki expand themselves as demigods. And those demigods perform austerities and penances to get Krishna as their son. Then the Vasudeva and Devaki, the original Vasudeva and Devaki, appear in Goloka Vrindavan or in Mathura. And the portions of the demigods who are to appear as the mother and father of Krishna merge with the appearance of Vasudeva and Devaki from the spiritual sky. That's right.
Who were the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Bai?
They're also. How is that described in Krishna book? What's the history? Nanda Yashoda? Their previous existence? I'm forgetting the history, but they're the eternal mother and father of Krishna.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Do you
Now we're coming up to Janmashtami, so this is an interesting topic here. But actually, you said that Vasudeva Devaki, they recognized that the real parents were Nanda Yashoda. It's interesting that in the 10th canto, in the 4th chapter, Yoga Maya is addressed as Anuja, the younger sister of Krishna. Mm-hmm. And there, Prabhupada says in the purport that she cannot be the younger sister of Krishna if Krishna did not also simultaneously appear to Mother Yashoda. And then in the 5th chapter, there was a reference in the 10th canto to the cutting of the umbilical cord. And then Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur desires to prove with evidence from many shastras that Krishna actually took birth as the son of Yashoda before the birth of Yogamaya, who is therefore described as the Lord's younger sister. So two times in the 10th canto, Prabhupada mentions that there is evidence for their charities that Krishna appeared simultaneously to Devaki and Yashoda.
Something else? Yes.
Why do the acharyas go to great lengths to prove these different relationships or sort of?
I suppose in this instance he has to explain Anuja. Anuja means the younger sister. So then because she's appearing earlier, so how is she the younger sister? So then he has to explain that, and that's how he does it. I suppose he also has some sentiment in the matter. I'm sorry, you got drowned out by the siren.
Oh, sorry. It just seems complicated sometimes talking about how people are partial expansions of different personalities or combined incarnations. And
it gets complicated sometimes.
Yeah.
High technology. Yes.
You mentioned how Queen Kunti was aware of the fact that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, she had parental affection. So one does not preclude the other, apparently.
No, sometimes that's Yoga Maya's effect. Sometimes she's aware, and sometimes she puts it, just like Arjuna, sometimes he's friendly with Krishna, and sometimes he's respectful to Krishna, and you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the effect of Yoga Maya.
Because the verses yesterday and the day before were both how Krishna is Alaksha, he's invisible, not approachable. You know, she really understood that he's the Supreme Lord. And now today, Nanda Gopa, Govindai, Devaki, it's like very specific and personal and intimate and parental. It's paradoxical.
Krishna sometimes reveals himself and sometimes conceals himself.
So if we feel all the reverence, we shouldn't think that this is less.
No, we should feel all the reverence. We're not on the level of the spontaneous devotees in the probationary stage.
Probation.
That means we're not like a prisoner. He's given some semi-freedom contingent upon good behavior. So the practicing devotees are given contingent freedom.
Can be retracted.
Yeah, if we become
familiar.
If we neglect the rules and regulations of devotional service, if we become negligent in the practice of devotional service, then we can slip down again. We're not on the level of the perfectly liberated souls, the spontaneous devotees like Nanda Yashoda.
That would be dangerous to assume that position for us.
One should be aware of one's own position. Yes.
Speaking about Govinda as the lover and protector of the cows, and sometimes in our preaching efforts we come across people who are favorable to Krishna consciousness, but they're vegans or they're animal rights activists, and they feel that because, I guess, there's not cow protection going on, or like dairy products or things are derived from sources where cows aren't being treated humanely, that therefore we shouldn't necessarily use dairy in our prasadam, cooking prasadam.
The only good that comes to the cows is that something from them is offered to Krishna. Otherwise, they're exploited, they're beaten up, they're killed. And the only good thing is that their milk or butter can be offered to Krishna, and the vegans don't want that to happen. So that's their poor fund of knowledge. The sentiment is good that the cows should not be exploited, but they don't know that when the milk from the cows is offered to Krishna, then the cows get some benefit in their otherwise bleak circumstances. Yes?
Maharaj, you said the trees were great sages in Braja. Now what about our farms, or even here in the city where we have trees? Are they have some kind of a indirect glimpse of a relationship with Krishna?
Yeah, they realize Krishna as food.
Krishna as
food? As food.
As food?
Yeah, anamoya.
Ah.
They... Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. So he's also food. So the lower animals, their realization of the Supreme is food. Food is everything. So indirectly they're realizing Krishna, but it's indirect and therefore it's material, considered material realization, material understanding. But indirectly it's realization of Krishna.
That would be any tree, not just the trees.
No, all the trees,
Krishna's property.
The plants, the fish, the animals. That's their program. Anamoya, pranamoya. If we can just stay alive, if we can just eat. So that eating and staying alive, that's also realization of Krishna, indirectly. Jivanam Sarvabhuta, Krishna is the life of everything. He's the very food that we eat. But that's considered material, gross material realization. Above that is Ganamoya, to realize the Supreme in the form of mental functions and intellectual functions.
Well, in that regard, Ramananda Rumi answered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what happens to the Maya bodies? They become trees. So, is it possible that some of our trees here are,
Maya bodies?
I mentioned that I was cutting down a bit.
At least the Maya bodies aren't better than the trees, because they're dull.
They're dull.
They don't do anything.
Sorry?
They're inactive.
No, right.
And Mayavadi's goal is to become inactive. They think that's very great. But the trees are inactive also.
Just for the record, this tree had been staying there 100 years. And then it was a threat to the, so it had to come down. It was anyway 95% dead. And then Mother Saldami was having a nightmare about it falling on somebody or the building or the car. Anyway, we took it down. And at the same time, the picture of Tulasi on the altar had been prepared and a special frame had been acquired. And then this was going on, and on the same day that the tree came down, this picture was manifested and put on, it was ready and put on the altar. It was coincidental.
Hmm. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, should we stop? Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada ki jai.